How's your balance these days? Is it wobbly or settled? Is it shaky or sturdy? Maybe it's not what it used to be. Hi, this is Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church in Westerlo, New York, your pastor for the day. Balance is a popular word these days. One definition speaks of an even distribution of weight resulting in steadiness and uprightness. So where will we find that? Maybe a new pair of shoes or an app to manage our life events and schedule our time? We know real balance, internal balance, is much bigger than that, an ability to stand firm in the storms of life. I've been thinking about the perfect balance on display from the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:14 serves up some scintillating truths, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth, perfectly good and perfectly just. Wow. Marvelously merciful and still robustly righteous. Jesus Christ displays a majestic equilibrium throughout his life and ministry. He faces every situation with a kind of settled perfection that leaves me amazed. He simply has no equal. He is full of zeal, just ask the temple money changers, but he's also loving and gentle. Ask the children of Israel or the woman taken in adultery. The life presented to us in the Gospels is just so pitch perfect. There are no sour notes. He will routinely rout the Pharisees for their hypocrisy, but has massive surpluses of patience for the diseased and the needy. There's no favoritism, no uncertainty, no rough edges, no shakiness, deficit, or imbalance, ever. I'm reminded how many times I try to do the right thing in the wrong way, how even good ideas lead to less than perfect actions. We humans tend to let ego, insecurity, and anger leave their muddy footprints everywhere. Think about this dilemma. In our desire to be bold, we could become brazen. We want to be frank, but we become rude. We want to be watchful, but we become suspicious. We're determined to be sensitive, but we also become brittle. We want to be serious, but we've become sour. We might desire to be conscientious only to find ourselves overly scrupulous. We can live in a constant state of fear that we'll displease God, even when God made it clear that we should not live with a spirit of fear. Guilt and not joy seem to characterize our every move. We're unbalanced and unsteady. We live not in the middle, not in the balanced portion of our lives, but on the edges, stuck in the ruts of the rough roads of the extreme. In contrast, Christ is always perfectly proportioned, courage and meekness in wonderful harmony. Well, what can we do about this dilemma? Simply put, it demands a connection to the vine that cannot be overlooked. The great I Am is the ultimate source of balance in this world. Friends, you will never find balance without the Prince of Peace ruling in your life. His word says, "Without him, I can do nothing." That's not merely a slogan, it's a way of living. The Spirit of God tunes us, the Word of God balances us, and the person of Christ amazes us. While other Christians are a huge help, only intimacy with Christ will bear the kind of balanced fruit that many of us strive for. We'll never be steadfast and immovable, abounding in His work, without His work on us. This has been Pastor Scott Boger from Westerlo Baptist Church, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.